97.5 Kiss FM, 7:38 with Big Papa in the morning. Flood watch today. Rain heavy at times, high of 46. Right now we are at 46 degrees. Peek behind the curtain the way radio works. Some of the interviews that I do are not available between 6 and 10 in the morning. Basically because a lot of stuff is West Coast and the time difference and blah, 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 blah. So a lot of times interviews have to be pre-recorded and then I'll play them back the next day. You know, it's the theater of the mind. An interview that came to me late Friday was with the Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher. Amy Fisher became famous in the 90s because she had an affair with a married man. His name was Joey Buttafuoco. She became crazy and decided the only way that her and Joey were going to be together was if she killed Mary Jo Buttafuoco, who's Joey's wife. Amy Fisher shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the head, served time, and got out. This was the real start of Inside Edition and the paparazzi. This was the big thing. Now, I was given this interview. However, I'm not asked, or I'm not allowed to ask about Joey Buttafuoco or Mary Jo Buttafuoco or the shooting or anything like that. And the whole reason she's doing this is because she wants to help raise money for the Haitians by stripping. And I, of course, I did this on Friday, so we're talking about this past weekend, her appearance in Long Island, hoping that people will show up for it. So I did it as kind of a throwaway, not thinking it would be much because of all the restrictions, but I found it to be very interesting, and I think I was able to turn it in a way to make it entertaining. So here it is from Friday. Late on Friday, it's the Long Island Lolita. It's my interview with Amy Fisher. 97.9, 105.5 KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And ladies and gentlemen, she's known as the Long Island Lolita, but it's a far, far time away from now. Things are different now. It's Amy Fisher on the phone. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing well.
I'm doing okay. Does that bug you that you're still known, that like that's your nickname and that's kind of stuck with you? Does that still bug you to this day?
You know what? I always laugh with people and tell them I got that name because it rhymes with Long Island. Has nothing to do with me. I don't get it. But hey, if that's what makes you know me, what the hell?
Absolutely. And the reason we're talking right now is you're doing your part. Of course, everyone's talking about the earthquakes in Haiti and the Haitians, and there's all kinds of destruction and rubble, and they need all kinds of stuff. And you're helping out in your own special way, right?
I am. I'm feature dancing this weekend in Long Island. So I guess people that are listening to your radio station won't come in. But I am donating all my tips and all the profits I get from my merchandising sales to Haiti Relief through the Red Cross. And I just, you know, it's a good thing to do. And I was just telling everybody I knew, just donate something.
And the name of the place is what?
Oh, The Scene in Commack, New York.
Okay, The Scene in Commack, New York. So if anybody wants to take the road trip down, it's going to be for a good cause. So you're stripping now.
I've been doing that for a long time.
Well,
seriously, I've been feature dancing for about a year and a half all over the country.
Okay.
So maybe I'll make it to upstate New York.
I hope so. I absolutely hope so. Now, here's a question, just to backtrack a little bit. Timeline, everything happened. You went to prison, and
I was a bad girl back in the day.
Bad girl back in the day.
Years old.
You went to prison. When did you get out?
Years and years ago, beginning of 1999.
Okay, from
11 years ago.
From 99 till now. What did you try to do other things before getting?
Oh, I've done a lot of things in my life. You know what? Someday I'll write another biography when I'm old. But let's see, I wrote a newspaper column for 5 years.
Okay.
I think I was a tabloid spectacle for another 5 years.
I don't think that tabloid thing's ever gonna go away from you.
I know. Hey, you know what? Anybody that reads like People magazine and Us Weekly, they know the deal. So
sure.
You know, just it is what it is. But now you just get through life like everybody else. But right now, I'm doing the feature dancing. And people ask me, you know, I guess it's a little moral issue. Oh, should you be doing that? Or, you know, whatever their views are, if they're not really that into it. And I look at it this way. You know what? Pays my bills. It was an opportunity that was available to me. And, you know, when I get on that stage, they're saying, you look good enough to be up here. So I guess it's all right.
Absolutely. In fact, I was checking out the website. I was cyber-stalking you a little bit. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Enjoy.